AI-generated images show a world of stereotypes. Artificial intelligence image tools have a tendency to spin up disturbing clichés. Africans are primitive. Europeans are worldly. Leaders are men. Prisoners are black. These stereotypes don't reflect the real world. They stem from the data that trains the technology. Grabbed from the internet, these troves can be toxic. Stability AI, maker of the popular image generator Stable Diffusion XL, told the Washington Post it had made a significant investment in reducing bias in its latest model, which was released in July. But these efforts haven't stopped it from defaulting to cartoonish tropes. The Post found that despite improvements, the tool amplifies outdated Western stereotypes, transferring sometimes bizarre clichés to basic objects, such as toys or homes. They're sort of playing whack-a-mole and responding to what people draw the most attention to, said Pratyusha Kaluri, an AI researcher at Stanford University. Christoph Schumann, co-founder of Leon, a nonprofit behind Stable Diffusion's data, argues that image generators naturally reflect the world of white people because the nonprofit that provides data to many companies, including Leon, doesn't focus on China and India, the largest population of web users. This will give you the average stereotype of what an average person from North America or Europe thinks, Schumann said. You don't need a data science degree to infer this. Stable Diffusion is not alone in this orientation. In recently released documents, OpenAI said its latest image generator, DALL-E 3, displays a tendency toward a Western point of view, with images that disproportionately represent individuals who appear white, female, and youthful. As synthetic images spread across the web, they could give new life to outdated and offensive stereotypes, encoding abandoned ideals around body type, gender, and race into the future of image making. Like ChatGPT, AI image tools learn about the world through gargantuan amounts of training data. Instead of billions of words, they are fed billions of pairs of images and their captions, also scraped from the web. Tech companies have grown increasingly secretive about the contents of these datasets, partially because the text and images included often contain copyrighted and inaccurate material. In contrast, Stable Diffusion and Leon are open-source projects, enabling outsiders to inspect details of the model. Stability AI chief executive Imad Mostak said his company views transparency as key to scrutinizing and eliminating bias. Stability AI believes fundamentally that open-source models are necessary for extending the highest standards in safety, fairness, and representation, he said in a statement. Images in Leon, as in many datasets, were selected because they contain code called alt text, which helps software describe images to blind people. Though alt text is cheaper and easier than adding captions, it's notoriously unreliable, filled with offensive descriptions and unrelated terms intended to help images rank high in search. Image generators spin up pictures based on the most likely pixel, drawing connections between words in the captions and the images associated with them. These probabilistic pairings help explain some of the bizarre mashups churned out by Stable Diffusion XL, such as Iraqi toys that look like US tankers and troops. That's not a stereotype. It reflects America's inextricable association between Iraq and war.